What does it take to lead from the sideline? How do coaches handle pressure, not just for themselves, but for every player wearing that jersey? Today we're diving into the minds behind the game, the coaches. What do they actually think before kickoff? How do they prepare their players mentally? What does support look like when the scoreboard isn't on your side? Joining me is a man who knows this game inside out. Bags coach of the first 15, a leader on and off the field, and someone who's coached through pressure, passion, and big moments. Sam Chamberlain, let's get into it.
Question one, can you describe your overall coaching philosophy? In relation to first 15, yep, so I guess my why is obviously you're dealing with young athletes, so having them learn and develop as young men and players is huge. And for me, it's also hopefully they leave our school team wanting to continue playing the game of rugby, which is huge, which means they've had an enjoyable experience. So that will be all different levels. So that could be guys going in and playing social rugby next year or going and playing Colts, or it could be guys obviously going on to higher honours, playing rep rugby, Canterbury 19s or whatever. But if they can stay in the game, then I think that's a huge tick and success for us because it means they've had a great experience in our environment. Diving into that, it's deeper. It's creating an environment that allows the boys, I guess, to have freedom to be themselves and express themselves and their abilities while being in a safe environment where they feel challenged around those skill sets and also their character, which hopefully gets them, you know, encourages them to push themselves to be the best version of themselves on and off the field. And I guess, yeah, three key things for me there is obviously that they come away with it. Progression and growth as individuals, and I think having a no fear of failure environment is huge for that. So the courage for guys to make mistakes, find out where their limits are and hopefully extend their limits, not being afraid to make mistakes in terms of executing skill set in trainings and game day, and yeah, the courage for everyone to step outside of their comfort zone, because that's how you grow. And I guess the last one's that enjoyment piece. So hopefully enjoying learning and being pushed, which will help them grow. But yeah. Question two, how important do you believe mental preparation is before any game, but especially a big game like this? Mental prep's hugely important. For me, your mindset determines, I guess, your choices and actions and influences how you react, deal with pressure situations, which you're going to get in a big game. So it's huge, and I think something that can help that, it's framing your week, potentially visualising different scenarios, different outcomes, just different things that you might face in a game. So if you can sort of visually go through that during the week, I think that helps frame a really positive mindset, along with, I guess, clarity brings confidence, the old cliche. So that's talking with your coaches, your teammates, making sure you're really clear on your role and trying to simplify that as much as possible. And I guess you get that confidence from that. The more confidence you have, the more positive you're going to be going into a big game. So positive mindset, again, is allowing you to be ready to accept what's thrown at you, acknowledging moments of pressure that could, you know, could be mistakes, could be moments of brilliance. And I guess it's how, you know, how out there it allows you to stay in the present, not let your mind wander and stay in that neutral zone, which is where you're purely focused on the next task at hand. How quickly you can get back into that neutral zone if you do stray out of it in a game, which will happen. I guess the more you can control your mind, stay positive, control what you can control, I think, yeah, the better you're going to do in a big game. Question three, how do you teach players to manage anxiety and stress leading up to a game? I dial it back to, again, controlling those controllables. For me, it's nailing your week is a huge one. So recipe to success, we like to call it. So that's from the very start of the week leading up to the game, making sure you're ticking all the boxes that you can. That's with your eating, making sure you're getting good sleep, drinking lots of water, along with, you know, at training, doing the extras that you need, making sure you're ticking all the boxes, I guess, to best prepare yourself for Saturday. And I think if you do that, then yes, you're still going to be nervous, you're still going to have stress, a bit of anxiety, but you're in a much better mindset to then be able to go out and perform on a Saturday, and I guess also accept whatever the outcome is That, you know, because the outcome we can't necessarily control, but you can control your preparation leading up to it. And I think if you've ticked all the boxes during the week, you can accept that outcome far better than if you didn't tick all the boxes, you didn't eat well for a couple of days, or you chose to take easy options at training, didn't ask a question you wanted to. That's when you'll have regrets and potentially be more anxious going into a game. So, but I also think as well, it's acknowledging that it's a big game and it's important. So I think it's, reminding yourself that you've done a lot of good to be in this position. And the fact that you're feeling stress, you're feeling anxiety means you've earned something and you've put yourself in a position to, I guess, feel pressure. So that is a privilege. Turn those feelings into a positive. Acknowledge that, if you're feeling like that, it means you're ready. It means you're switched on, and you know as a player that once you touch that ball or make that first tackle, you're in the game and those feelings go straight away. So, again, I think if you've done everything right throughout the week, you've ticked all the right boxes, you can deal with those feelings pre-game far better than you can, and you can acknowledge that it's just part of the process. And, you're ready to go once that whistle goes.
According to a 2019 mental health study, it was found that about 35% of elite athletes have mental health concerns. The largest issues of these concerns are feelings of burnout, depression, and anxiety. Even after these high-level athletes have retired, these feelings and issues have been shown to continue to linger, leading to wider lifelong problems such as drug abuse.
Take a listen to Joe Marler, an ex-England rugby player who has had immense troubles in his experience with sport.
I was diagnosed with depression in late 2018, having sort of papered up the cracks for a number of years. I think I had a tendency to paper over those cracks and not really confront it or think of it as a real issue, because primarily, I didn't want to show any weakness.
Another study stating that many retired NFL players were found to misuse opioids 4 times more than the general population. But how do these mental health issues directly impact rugby players? New Zealand Rugby has stepped up to address these issues, with information stating that a large number of rugby players are young men, with 75% of mental health issues starting before the age of 25. The male suicide rate is 19 per 100,000, while the female rate is 6 per 100,000. In response to these statistics, they have launched a website and social media campaign targeting the rugby community's mental health. Even current All Black and Super Rugby superstars Anton Leonard-Brown and Rico Ioane have said, "It took time to learn to deal with the pressures of being a professional athlete, such as injuries or missing selection, and having a healthy head is as important as having a healthy body." As we've heard today, the role of coach goes far beyond drawing up plays or calling shots from the sideline. It's about leadership under pressure, understanding the individual behind the jersey, and creating a culture where players feel seen, supported, and being prepared, not just physically, but mentally. Mental health isn't just a buzzword or a post-match conversation anymore. It's real, it's relevant, and it's reshaping the way we think about performance, resilience, and what it truly means to be game ready. From elite athletes to high school players, the message is clear: your mind matters. A massive thank you to Coach Sam Chamberlain for sharing his insight, experience, and passion for the game and the people in it. His words remind us that sometimes the strongest plays happen off the field, in quiet conversations, in support during struggle, and in the unwavering belief that every player matters. So whether you're a coach, a player, or someone cheering from the sidelines, let's keep the conversation going. Because when we look after the head and the heart, the game only gets better. This has been Tackles and Tensions, Episode 2. Game plan. Next time we talk to the backbone of the sport, the players, seeking direct input from those who deal with the immense suspense of the game. Subscribe, share, and remember, this game isn't just played in 70 minutes, it's lived, felt, and remembered forever.